ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 257. I don't know whether people are hearing. Let me, if anybody has a comment, please. Is the audio on? I have some doubts about it. We can hear. Good. Thank you. Okay. Shloka 257. Bhranti kalpita jagat kalashrayam swashrayancha sadasadvilakshanam నిష్కళం నిరుపమానవద్ధియత్ బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. సో నౌ దీ శ్లోకాస్ వి హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ నాట్ ఫర్ రీజనింగ్ ఎనీమోర్ బికాస్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు నిధిధ్యాసన లెవెల్ బికాస్ శ్రవణం ఇస్ ఓవర్ మననం ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి ఓవర్ ఆల్సో. So when he comes to Nididhyasanam, his problem is not one of conviction, because it has already come through manana. Only when conviction is lacking, what we need would be reasoning at that time. So buddhi has to function at that time, and in Nididhyasanam, conviction part is already over. That is why he is already in Nididhyasanam, Vedantic meditation. I only remember what I am already convinced of. So these shlokas are not for logical analysis, but seeing the fact that I have gathered during Shravanam and Manana. So all these verses are just only reminding the teaching, not the teaching itself. So we have to be aware of that now. That is why we will also not spend too much time to explain the words, since we have seen all the concepts up to this point. So, Bhranti Kalpita Jagat Kalashrayam Brahma. Brahman is the ashraya, the adhishtana, the support of what? Jagat Kala, the finite world. Kala, Kala literally means a part. And by extension, it means a finite thing. So, that Kala. So jagat kala means the finite world, alpam jagat, parichinnam jagat. And how does the world come into existence now? Bhranti kalpitam, which is born out of bhranti or ignorance. Here bhranti means ajnana, ignorance. And kalpitam, kalpitam means created, produced. So the world is created by ignorance. Like what? Like the desk, for example, if you take this desk, it is created by ignorance. That's what we say. There is no such a thing called a desk. So when one asks, when a person says, desk is, it is a solidified form of ignorance only. After knowledge, the person won't say, desk is there, but he will say instead, wood is. So wood is knowledge, desk is kalpitam. Similarly, ajnana, ignorance, crystallized, that appears in the form of world. That is, jnana crystallized appears in the form of Brahman, and ajnana or ignorance crystallized appears in the form of world. Actually, Shankaracharya, in another text, another Prakarana Grantha, called Atma Bodha, like Tattva Bodha, there is another text called Atma Bodha, there he says, జగద్ విలక్షణం బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మణోన్ ఎన్న కించన బ్రహ్మాన్ యద్భాతి చేన్మిథ్య యథా మరుమరిచి మరుమరీచిక దృశ్యతే శ్రూయతే యద్యత్ బ్రహ్మణోన్ ఎన్న తద్భవేత్ తత్వజ్ఞానాశ్చ తద్బ్రహ్మ సచ్చిదానందం అద్వయం. వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సీ, వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ సీ, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ హియర్, వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ హియర్, దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. That's what he says. Therefore, the world is projected by or created by ajnana or ignorance. And for that projected world or the non-substantial world, Brahman is the support or the ashrayam or the adhishthana. Okay. Then the next question will be what? What is the support for Brahman, the ashraya? Therefore, Shankaracharya says, swashrayam. Brahman itself is the ashrayam, the support for Brahman. That is, Brahman remains unsupported by anything else. It does not require any other support. Sve mahimni pratishtitaha, Chandogya Upanishad says. And what is the nature of that Brahman? Sat, asat, vilakshanam, which is beyond both the murta and amurta prapancha. Sat, asat. The formed and the formless creation. Formed creation is the murta prapancha. Formless creation. Gross and the subtle creation. So, in this context, sat means gross. It is not the Satchidananda that sat. Sat means gross and subtle creation. One has to be very careful. That is why Vedanta is always confusing. In some places, we call sat as Brahman. You know, satta. We call it Brahman. Existence. Sadeva Saumyam Idamagra Asit. But in this context, we say Sat is the gross creation, the total creation. Desk or chair, you know, all those things like that. So that is all the wide difference in meaning. So that is why one has to go to the commentaries. And why does the scriptures, they like to confuse like that? When we say Sat is Brahman, it is from the standpoint of right understanding. When we say Sat as Brahman, it is from the standpoint of right understanding, because ultimately Brahman alone is. Therefore, from the standpoint of a wise person, of a jnani, Sat is only Brahman. But when you look at the standpoint of an ignorant person, an ajnani, he does not accept anything that is not perceptible, that is not visible. For example, for him, God is not there. Why? I don't see him. He will keep the milk in hand, for example, and say there is no butter because he cannot see butter. So from the gross mind that ordinary people, a transactable object alone exists. All others don't. Therefore, from the worldly angle, a tangible object is Sat. From Vedantic angle, the ultimate reality is Sat. So the word is used from both angles. So contextual meaning has to be taken. So here the word Sat is from the standpoint of worldly people, the ajnanis. And what is Asat? The intangible or subtle creation. And why it is called Asat? Because the worldly people do not accept it. No scientist accepts the Sukshma Shariram itself, the subtle body, they don't accept at all. Let alone Karana Shariram and then Atma. Scientists don't even accept Sukshma Shariram. So if we say that there is a Sukshma Shariram which survives the death of the gross body, for example, after brain is dead, body is burned, Sukshma Shariram still survives, it travels. If we say all that, no scientist accepts any of them. That is why they don't do any Shraddha and all that ceremony also. I will do some poor feeding. I'm not going to do any, because the poor people are visible. So the Sukshma Shariram father, the grandfather, they are all Asat. They are intangible. They cannot see them. Whereas old age comes, poor people, they are all Sat. They are all real. I can feed all of them. So whatever is not accessible to the regular instrument of knowledge, that is called Asat. And Brahman is what? It is beyond the Sat, Stula Prapancha, and Asat, Sukshma Prapancha, the subtle and the gross. So, Sat, Asat, Vilakshanam, Karya, Karana, Vilakshanam, Murta, Amurta, Vilakshanam, Stula, Sukshma, Vilakshanam. So, we can call by any of these names. And Nishkalam, that which is without division or without any parts. Like space, for example, if you take space, there is no, it's spotless. That means స్వగత భేద రహితం. వి ఆల్రెడీ నో ఆల్ దీస్ టర్మ్స్. స్వగత భేద మీన్స్ వాట్? సో వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇంటర్నల్ డివిజన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ నిర్ అవ్యయం, డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ లిమ్స్, అవ్యయం, నో అవయవం అట్ ఆల్. సో నో నిర్ అవయవం, బికాస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో అవయవం అట్ ఆల్, నో పార్ట్, నో లిమ్స్, బికాస్ ద లిమ్స్ ఆర్ ది పార్ట్స్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ సే అల్టిమేట్లీ దట్ ది లార్డ్ డస్ నాట్ have eyes or ears and all that. Therefore, any personal God, we don't accept as ultimate truth. This is where the emotionally attached devotees, they get disturbed because they always like the personal God. It seems there was a great bhakta. It seems of Lord Guruvayurappan, there was a great bhakta who wrote in a magazine, "Oh Lord, kindly don't take me to Vedanta at all, which negates your beautiful face, your beautiful eyes, your flute, your butter," and all of them. He was so poetic in writing the entire thing. "Don't take me to Vedanta, it negates all these. I want my kochu Guru Ayyarappan, my small Guru Ayyarappan, the baby Guru Ayyarappan I want." So when one is emotionally attached to a particular form, it is very, very difficult to transform. Someone said the transformation is transcending the form, transformation, transcending the form. It is very, very difficult, but there is no way. If you only remember that whenever there is a form, it can get deformed also. One should be aware. Whenever you ascribe a form to anything, it can get deformed also. The question is what? Do you want to get deformed or transformed? That is where Vedanta comes in. If one is ready to get deformed, no problem. But if one wants to get transformed, then Vedanta helps. And what is that transformation? Nishkalam, without all these forms. Achakshu Shrotram, Tadapani Padam, Nityam, Vibhum, Sarvagatam, Susukshmam, Tad Avyayam, Yat Bhuta Yonim, Paripashyanti Dhiraha. That is what Upanishad says. Then, nir upamanavate, without any comparison, upamana, incomparable, nir upamanaha. And why it cannot be compared? There is no second thing at all for comparison. You can compare only when there is another Brahman. Nothing to be compared. And even if you accept a second thing, it will be finite and it is unreal also. That Brahman you are. Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. This we have already explained in so many verses earlier. So that Brahma Bhavam you have. Shloka 258. Janma Vriddhi Parinatya Pakshaya Vyadinashana Vihinam Avyayam Vishwa Srishtyava Vighata Karanam Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. Again, here also, the first three lines are defining Brahman, as was said earlier. So, janma, vriddhi, parinati, apakshaya, vyadi, nashana, vihinam. One single word, the entire thing is a samasa, one compound single word. Vihinam. Vihinam means free from. Brahman is free from all these five factors. What are those? Janma. Janma is birth. Vriddhi, growth. Parinati, transformation. Apakshayaha, decay or declension. And vyadhi, disease. Nashanam, maranam, death. So Brahman is free from birth, growth, change, decay, disease and death. Actually, for those who attended the Tattvabodha classes, they would remember we have seen this as shad vikaras, sixfold modifications for in everything in creation. So, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, virashyati. So, the only difference is what? In the shad vikaras, we normally use the words asti, jayate, vardate. There the asti, the potential existence, that is taken, and in that place, vyadhi is added. Because that is frightening. Because Shankara really wants to give the real picture to us. Vyadhi is frightening. The essence is shad vikara rahitam. That's what it means. Without the sixfold modifications. Brahman is without any of these modifications and avyayam, and therefore only it is eternal. Not only that, vishva srishti ava vigata karanam, jagat srishti sthiti laya karanam. So, which is the cause of creation, srishti, sthiti and laya. So, cause of creation, preservation and dissolution of the world. And vishwa, vishwa means the world. Srishti means the creation. Ava, ava means rakshana, the protection. And vigata, vigata is destruction. Karanam means the cause. So, jagat karanam, ityartha is the karanam. So, this is the nature of that Brahman. And that Brahman, tvam asi. Atmani bhavaya, may you dwell upon that fact. And as was often said, Shankaracharya assumes that we are convinced of these facts. If not, nididhyasanam won't work. One has to be very careful. We are in nididhyasanam topic now. So if nididhyasanam has to work, shravanam and mananam should be completely done. So we have to, if this is not working here, then we have to switch back to mananam. In mananam, using shruti, yukti and anubhava pramanas, we have to get convinced before coming to nididhyasanam. We have mentioned all this earlier also. So, the job of nididhyasanam is dwelling upon the already convinced facts. That is why Shankaracharya only enumerates them without trying to prove any of them. They are all already proved. May you meditate upon this truth. Continuing, Shloka 259. Asta bheda manapasta lakshanam nistaranga jalarashi nischalam nitya muktama vibhakta murtiyat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Again, the first three lines are the definition of Brahman. Asta bhedam, free from all types of differences, Vedas, divisions, divisions. Asta, asta means without. Veda, Veda means divisions, difference. And we have talked about this before. Sajatiya Vedaha, Vijatiya Vedaha, and Swagata Vedaha. Just only to refresh. So, difference between, for example, a man and an animal. In there is a species-wise difference. And difference between one man and another. That is different from members of the same species. That is called sajatiya bheda. And difference within the single member of one species. That is the internal differences. That is called swagata bheda. We have already seen these things in detail. So Brahman is free from sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata bhedas. And anapasta lakshanam. Lakshanam. Lakshanam means swarupam. Its essential nature consisting of existence and consciousness. Satchit Swarupam. In fact, we cannot even say existence and consciousness because according to Vedanta, existence and consciousness are one and the same nature, looked from two different angles. This discussion also we have had earlier. And this Satchit Swarupam is Lakshanam. And anapastam means which is never negated. Anapasta lakshanam, with a nature which is never lost. Eternal. Eternal existence consciousness. Apastam means negated. Anapastam means unnegated. Ever existent. Because all other status of Brahman, they are all negatable. Because Brahman as Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe, is only an incidental nature of Brahman. If you take Brahman as Jagat Karanam, is only an incidental nature of Brahman from the standpoint of the Nama Rupa Prapancha. When the world is negated, then the Karanam status of Brahman also is negated. Be careful. Not Brahman is negated, but the Karanam status of Brahman is negated. The causal state is incidental feature, whereas existence is non-incidental. It is intrinsic. That intrinsic feature is indicated by the word anapasta lakshanam. Then, nistaranga jala rashi nischalam. That Brahman is ever nischala. It is steady, without any chalam, steady, unchanging. కంపారబుల్ టు వాట్ జలరాశివత్ లైక్ ఎ వాస్ట్ ఓషన్ ఆపూర్యమాణం అచల ప్రతిష్టం అస్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ దాట్ ఓషన్ అండ్ దాట్ టు వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఓషన్ నిస్తరంగా వితౌట్ ఎనీ వేవ్స్ జస్ట్ ఆస్ ది వేవ్లెస్ పసిఫిక్ ఓషన్ శాంత సముద్ర పసిఫిక్ ఓషన్ ఇస్ శాంత సముద్ర బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ లైక్ ద శాంత సముద్ర ఎవర్ పీస్ఫుల్ దెన్ నిత్యముక్తం ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ దెన్ వై షుడ్ బి వర్క్ ఫర్ ఫ్రీడమ్ అట్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ ఈవెన్ దీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ టు బి డిస్కస్డ్ హియర్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ నిధిధ్యాసనం యాస్ వి సెట్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ డన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ డిస్కస్ దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ అండర్ వాట్ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ అండర్ మననం వీఆర్ ఇన్ నిధిధ్యాసనం So, if it is ever free, then why should we work for freedom? We are not working for freedom, but to eliminate the notion that I am bound. So, bondage notion only is removed. Freedom is never attained in future. We are free. We are ever free. That is why we said that liberation is a job that takes place in the intellect because from the standpoint of atma liberation cannot and need not take place at all atma is ever liberated bondage being an intellectual delusion liberation has to be what liberation has to be only to drop that delusion and how do you do that by knowing by knowledge and by studying and after study and knowledge I don't say that I am now liberated That means the person has not studied well. I should say that I thought I was bound. Now I know I was not bound. I am not bound. I will never be bound. So, Nitya Muktam. And Avibhakta Murtihi, the one whose nature, Murti means here nature, the Swarupa, that is undivided, Avibhakta. So, undivided means homogeneous. Which is almost the same as Astabedam that we saw earlier. So many ideas are actually, they are all repeated in these 10 shlokas. So when they are repeated, then you know, the commentators have some headache. How the commentators solve the problem? Because if the rule is what? Punarukta doshaha. So the Punarukti dosha should not come. So the same idea cannot be repeated. So here we have Astabedam and Avibhakta Murti. Both are without division. Both means without division. So, to justify this usage, we say, Astabheda negates Sajatiya Vijadiya Veda and Avibhakta Murti negates the Swagata Veda. This is fine. For example, there is a third word also repeated. Like this Avibhakta and Astabheda. There is another third word also. For example, if that comes, then what do we do? If that word comes, then we will say one is for Sajatiya Bheda, another is for Vijatiya Bheda, and the third one is for Swagata Bheda. For example, if the fourth repetition also comes, what will you do? That is very, very rare. It does not happen. So, Nitya Muktam Avibhakta Murti Yad Brahma, that Brahman you are. Tvam Asi. Here, the word Tattvam Asi is repeated, and we should remember that the word Tattvam has got two meanings. One, Tattvam consists of two separate words, Tat and Tvam. This discussion also we have had earlier, but I am just only refreshing. Tat means that Paramatma and Tvam means you, the Jivatma, Asi. So, Tat, Tvam, Asi. And the another Tattvam, this is one Tattvam. So, Tattvam separated into two words. And another Tattvam is where the Tat is followed by Tvam. And that Tvam does not mean you, it is only a suffix Tvam, which means the abstract noun like Manushyatvam, Mumukshutvam, then you know, Vrikshatvam. So that Tvam is a suffix. And when Tat Tvam has this meaning, we call it as thatness. Like Manushyatvam is humanness. So thatness, Tat Tvam means thatness of anything and thatness means the swarupam. The thatness of everything is a swarupam. So, according to the context, we have to take the meaning and in these 10 shlokas and how to split the tattvamasi, tat and tvam have to take as have to be taken as two separate words and not as a suffix. So in this context of all these 10 slokas, it has to be taken as two separate words and not as a suffix tvam. Here tvam means you. Therefore, tat brahma tvam asi. And so what should you do? Atmani bhavaya. May you dwell on that fact. Continuing, shloka 260.
Ekameva sadaneka karanam karanantara nirasa karanam karya karana vilakshanam swayam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Here also the first three lines are definitions of Brahman. Ekam eva. Brahman is only one. Ekam. That is nothing other than Brahman. Even the world is not there other than Brahman. And what is its nature? Sat. Sat means its pure existence it is. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit. Ekameva advitiyam. That is what Upanishad says. So this is unique to Vedanta. We don't take existence as a property of a substance. All this we have seen earlier also. I am just only refreshing. So existence as a property we don't take at all. But we take existence itself as the basic substance. This is very, very difficult to grasp. And the whole world becomes a property of that existence. Like golden ornament, when we say, the adjective is the substance, golden. When you say golden ornament, the ornament is, we think, is a substance, but golden, the adjective, that is the substance. The adjective is not a property, but the very substance. Similarly, existence is not the property of the world. Existence is the very substance. And that existence is how many? Ekam. Only one. And what does that existence do? Aneka karanam. That one existence is the cause of anekam, many. In short, the entire creation, and actually from this Shankaracharya, he indirectly indicates that plurality is only a product. And any product only is a name and form. Because substance can never be produced by the law of conservation of matter. Then what is produced? Nama rupa configurations are produced. And so the entire creation is what? Nama rupatmakam. So it is all mithya. So that's all have to be understood. When we read all these verses, we have to understand all these. With all these concepts are already known to us. Okay. If Brahman is the cause of everything, naturally, what will be the next question? What is the cause of Brahman? Because the human intellect always extends linearly, right? That is also, thinking is always linear. So, Shankaracharya says, Brahman itself does not have a cause. It is a causeless cause of the creation. Parentless parent of the whole creation. So, a humorous poet, it seems, he writes, the Lord also does not have the parents-in-law problem. He writes it poetically. So, he doesn't have any parents-in-law problem. Maybe he had a lot of problems. Karanantara nirasa karanam. It is cause which is free from all the other further causes. Nirasa. Nirasa means free from. And karanantara. Karanantara means further causes. Which means the cause-effect chain that ends with Brahman. The cause-effect chain ends with Brahman. Then he adds, karya karana vilakshanam swayam. This causal status of Brahman is not intrinsic status of Brahman. It is only an incidental status of Brahman. As long as you see the creation, Brahman is called the Karanam. Once you have negated the creation as mithya, Brahman's status also become, Brahman's causal status also becomes mithya. Not Brahman is mithya. Be careful. but only Brahman's causal status is mithya, because the status is from the standpoint of the mithya karanam. For example, when unreal money makes me feel rich, somebody has got, you know, so many $100 bills or whatever it is, which are all fake. He was thinking these are all real money. So he thought he's a very rich man, millionaire, whatever it is. And the person finds out that they are all fake money or unreal money, then the richness status is also unreal. But the person is not unreal. Similarly, when the world is proved as mithya, there is no world karyam. And there is no karanam status also, because there is no karyam. There is no world karyam, there is no karanam status also. Then what is Brahman? Karya, karana, vilakshanam, swayam. Here Shankaracharya is keeping the definition of actually the in Mandukya Upanishad. Because in Mandukya Upanishad, this also we have seen in Tattva Bodha. People can refer to some of this. So Vishwa and Taijasa, they are called Karya, Karyapada, and Prajna is called, Prajna is called the Karanapada, and Turiyam is called the Karya Karana Vilakshanapada. So some, I just only mentioned this. If you don't know this, if you have not heard this and all, don't worry about it. We don't have to worry about it right now. I just only wanted to mention here that Shankaracharya thinks about the Mandukya Upanishad here when he writes this, Mandukya Karika here when he writes this. And in Katopanishad also we have seen this. Anyatra dharmate, anyatra adharmate, adharmate, anyatra asmate, krita akritate. That's all. We have seen this discussion also in Katopanishad. So all these mantras are kept in mind when the Acharya writes this. Actually, it's for many of us, it will be a good homework, because we can trace every idea that Acharya brings out here to the various Upanishads or Gita, and it's an academic drill. And Swayam. Swayam means by itself, Brahman itself. So Karanatvam is Tatastha Lakshanam, not Swarupa Lakshanam, and that Brahman you are. This Tatastha Lakshanam and Swarupa Lakshanam also we know earlier. So that Brahman you are, so Atmani Bhavaya. May you meditate. Shloka 261.
Nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam yaksharakshara vilakshanam param nityamavyaya sukham niranjanam brahmatattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Again, the first three lines, they are definitions of Brahman. So nirvikalpakam, vikalpa means division. Generally, vikalpa is used in the context of the well-known triputi. Triputi means the triad, the threefold factors consisting of the experiencer, the subject, then the experience, the world, the object, and the connecting medium or the link. So, karta, karma, karanam, jnata, jnayam, jnanam. So, this triputi, this triad. In fact, the whole creation can be reduced to pramatra, pramana, prameya, vikalpaha. And Shankaracharya says, in which the vikalpa is not there. This is the Brahman, where the vikalpa is not there. Again, we should remember, nirvikalpa also, when vikalpa is not there, it is also of two types. One is nirvikalpa as a state of experience and also as a fact to be known. Both are there. One is a state of experience, nirvikalpaka samadhi. That's a state of experience and also a fact to be known. Nirvikalpa is a state of experience that is incidental, subject to arrival and departure. The best example for nirvikalpa samadhi is what? Our sleep. It is the natural state of nirvikalpa. So samadhi is the artificial state of nirvikalpa. And all of these are experiential nirvikalpa. We experience all of them. Therefore, whatever is experienced is subject to arrival and departure. But when we say Brahman is nirvikalpa, there it is not a state obtaining at some point in time, but it is its very nature. Brahman was nirvikalpa. Brahman is nirvikalpam now and will be ever nirvikalpam. we don't want to go too much into this thing, then it will become mannam. That's why, because we are in the nididhyasanam topic, all these analysis are already over. But we will add just a point here for the sake of it, because even though sometimes when we go through this, I cannot just brush it out because people may still have some doubts because we are not really in nididhyasanam for that matter. Shankaracharya assumes we are in. But so sometimes I will also take maybe a second to point out something. How can nirvikalpa be a fact when vikalpas are experienced by us? Because that is, in the jagrat avastha, in the waking state, I, the experiencer, and you are the experienced. So vikalpa is there. This division is there. So how can you say that nirvikalpa is a fact? Should it not be called a state which I have to arrive at? The answer we give is, vikalpas are mithya, which do not disturb the fact that I am nirvikalpa. So they are all, vikalpas are there. Yes, I am there, experiences, you are there, experience, they are all there. But they are all, we discount all of them in Vedanta as mithya. Just as dream divisions are mithya, which do not disturb the fact that the waker alone is in the room. I am alone lying in the room on my bed and sleeping, and I have all these dream worlds created. In the dream world, there are so many people, situations, so many things have taken place. They are all taking place. But I know none of them disturb me because I am alone in this room. Experiential vikalpa does not disturb the fact that I am eternally nirvikalpam. They are all experiential. So I am nirvikalpam Brahman. And if I know this fact, I need not eliminate the vikalpas. I have to only remember that these vikalpas are mithya. They are unreal. Vedanta requires remembrance of mithyatvam. Actually, more than the remembrance of aham brahmasmi, Vedanta requires more the remembrance of mithyatvam. Only Yoga Shastra that requires elimination of vikalpa. Therefore, nirvikalpakam Brahma. And analpam, if there are no divisions, then there is no limitation also in Brahman. Divisions bring limitation. But there is no, if there are no divisions, there is no limitation. Because where there is division, there is limitation. When the triputi, the triad, or the group of three factors, that pramātru, then if they are there, then the pramātru is different from prameya, and that is different from the pramāṇa. So pramātru will be limited by prameya and pramāṇa. So all those limitations will be there. So restriction comes alone only with plurality. So nirvikalpakatvāt, triputi rahitatvāt, analpam. Here Shankaracharya, he keeps them. Chandogya Upanishad mantra here. Yatra nanyatra pasyanti pasyatim, nanyat shrunotim, nanyat vijanati, saha bhuma. Yovai bhuma, tad amritam, na alpe sukamasti. So, it is a very, very significant mantra actually, occurring in the 7th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. That idea is given here. So, Shankaracharya takes that idea when he talks about this here. And aksharam. Aksharam means eternal, changeless, free from decay. So the change, so free from decay and all these changes. We can call it even nirvikaram. Then yati kshara akshara vilakshanam. Here he, Shankaracharya, he keeps the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita in mind. That Brahman is called it is called Purushottama Yogaha in the 15th chapter. So Brahman is called Purushottama. So the Brahman is revealed in the 15th chapter by dividing the universe into three factors. The first factor is the manifesting gross factor. This is called Vyakta Achetana Prapancha. That is the first factor. The second factor is unmanifest factor. That is Avyakta Achetana Prapancha. That is the second factor. And both of them are subject to mutual transformation. Vyakta to Avyakta, Avyakta to Vyakta. Unmanifest matter becomes manifest. And manifest to unmanifest. So later, matter and energy. Matter can be converted to energy and vice versa also. Manifest matter is called world. And unmanifest matter is called maya or prakriti. So the third factor is, these are the two factors, manifest and unmanifest. And the third factor is the consciousness principle, which is the substratum for both manifest and unmanifest matter. That is the consciousness factor. And what is happening in the creation? The consciousness remains the same all the time. Like, for example, the movie screen. And upon the consciousness substratum, matter to energy, energy to matter, prapancha to maya, maya to prapancha, vyaktam to avyaktam, avyaktam to vyaktam, all those conversions, they take place on that substratum of consciousness. Like on the movie screen, everything, all that, earthquakes, this, that, and all, so many things happen on the screen. Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharatam avyaktanidhananyevam tatraka paridevana avyaktatyaktaya sarvaham prabhavantyagaragame ratriagame praliyante tatraiva vyaktasamyake. Chapter again. So what is pralayam? Matter going to unmanifest condition, that is pralayam. Matter going to dormant condition, that is pralayam. And what is srishti? Again, unmanifest matter from the dormant condition coming into manifestation. Both of them are happening where? In me, the consciousness principle. I am the witness of the manifestation as well as the unmanifestation, and remain unaffected by this phenomenon of manifestation and unmanifestation. And if you want to know how it happens, then we have got a miniature version for daily experience. To understand the macro, we have got, for example, a simulation. We have got a like flight simulator. When somebody goes to the moon, that there is this simulator. So this simulation, this avasthatraya, the three states of consciousness, jagrat and swapna, the wakeful state and the dream state, are manifestation of matter. And sushupti is what? Is unmanifest condition. And I am the witness of the manifest and unmanifest condition. But somehow, what do? I get involved with them. It is like seeing the movie and get identified with the hero. So what is that hero? This physical body-mind complex. I associate with this physical body-mind complex. You get absorbed in that so much, you start making life into a samsara. The moment we get attached to this body-mind complex, we make life into a samsara. So, kshara is the manifest matter and akshara is the unmanifest matter. Actually, in the 15th chapter, they are called kshara purusha and akshara purusha. Dvavimau purushau lokem kshara akshara evacham kshara sarvani bhutani kutastokshara uchyate. Kutastaha means maya. Unmanifest matter is aksharam. And what about Brahman? Unmanifest matter is aksharam and maya. And what about Brahman? Uttama purushaha tanyaha. So paramatyet. Paramatyet idhakritaha. That's what. Uttama purushaha. That is what is said here. So kshara, akshara, vilakshanam. Beyond prapancha and maya. And therefore it is called param. Param is uttama purushaha. And if you want to extend again to the Mandukya Upanishad, Vishwa and Taijasa will be kshara purushaha, Prajna will be akshara purushaha, and Turiyam is uttama purushaha. So there are details. The moment I'll just only mention, because Shankaracharya has this Mandukya Upanishad in mind when he writes all these shlokas. Then Nityam Avyaya Sukham. These are again repetitions. We have already seen these ideas earlier. It is Nityam. It is eternal. It is unbound by time. Because time is in matter alone, not in consciousness. Again, we have to remember, time is in the matter plane, not in consciousness. Time cannot influence consciousness. And Avyayam Sukham, it is inexhaustible Ananda, Nitya Ananda. And Ananda in the context of Brahman always means Anantaha. We have told all this also earlier. In the context of Brahman, Ananda means Ananta. Ananda in the context of mind is pleasurable experience. Many times we mistake the pleasurable experience and Ananda of Brahman. So Sukham means Purnatvam. Then నిరంజనం, అంజనం మీన్స్ బ్లెమిష్ ఇంప్యూరిటీ, సో నిరంజనం మీన్స్ నిర్మలం శుద్ధం, విచ్ ఇస్ ఎవర్ ప్యూర్. బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని, దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ యు ఆర్. శ్లోకా 262.
యద్విభాది సదనేకధా భ్రమాత్ నామ రూప గుణ గుణ విక్రియాత్మనా హేమవస్వయమ విక్రియం సదా బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని.
సో సేమ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం, వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్ కంటిన్యూ. ఫర్దర్ ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ దే ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. బ్రహ్మ సత్, బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. బ్రహ్మ సత్ అనేకదా విభాతి, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ మెనీ, అనేక. శంకర ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గోల్డ్. ఈవెన్ ద గోల్డ్ ఈస్ వన్ బట్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ సెవెరల్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ నామ అండ్ రూప. సో సద్ బ్రహ్మ అనేకదా విభాతి, ఇట్ అపియర్స్ మానిఫోల్డ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ నామ రూపాస్. అండ్ హౌ డస్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్? బ్రహ్మాత్, బ్రహ్మాత్ మీన్స్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద కన్ఫ్యూషన్? సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఈస్ నామరూప, సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ యాజ్ నామరూప ఈస్ నాట్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్. సీయింగ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సబ్స్టాన్షియల్ ఇస్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్, బికాస్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఈస్ ప్రాక్టికల్, వీఆర్ సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ. సో సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఈస్ నాట్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్, బట్ సీయింగ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సబ్స్టాన్షియల్ ఈస్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్. వీ షుడ్ నాట్ స్టాప్ సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ. Variety is always good. See plurality in nature, no problem. The Lord has made the Namarupa plurality possible. Why can't we enjoy? Let us enjoy the world. While enjoying it, let us just remember, for example, the same rice, we make it into idlis and dosas and so many varieties of dosas. So all those things we enjoy, no problem at all. But understand, rice is only one. All others are పాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం మృత్తికా ఇత్యేవ సత్యం. సో దట్స్ వాట్ యు నో వి హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సో ఇఫ్ వన్ రిమెంబర్స్ దిస్ వెన్ సీయింగ్ ప్లూరాలిటీ, ప్లూరాలిటీ బికమ్స్ ఎంటర్టైనింగ్, వి ఎంజాయ్ ఇట్. వితౌట్ రిమెంబరింగ్ దిస్, ఇఫ్ వన్ సీస్ ప్లూరాలిటీ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్, స్వామీజీ సేస్, పర్సిక్యూషన్. వెదర్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఇస్ పర్సిక్యూషన్ ఆర్ ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ హూస్ హ్యాండ్స్? Is in our hands. Brahmat. Brahmat means because of my confusion, there is plurality. There is really no plurality at all. Then what is the reason for this appearance? Nama Rupa Guna Vikriyatmana. It appears in different namas and forms, properties. Vikriya. Vikriya means modifications. Atmana. Atmana means in the form of, by means of. So by means of nama, rupa, guna and vikriya, vikriya can be called avastha also, state. So just like one water, water is one, has got three avasthas, the solid state, the liquid state and the vapor state. And with respect to each state, we have different names also, ice, water and steam. Just because there are three different names, there are no different, three different objects. There is only one object called water. Avastha bhedaha. One Brahman appears as many, but itself is what? Swayam avikriyam. It is changeless because all changes are only superficial. The changes which need not be reckoned at all. And here he gives the example of gold. We don't mind changing one gold ornament to another gold ornament, another gold form. For example, from bangle to a chain, I don't mind because I know the loss of one form and the gain of another form has not made any essential change in the goldness of the ornament. Similarly, let there be modifications of the world. Doesn't matter. Jnani actually is not concerned about it too much because these changes are non-substantial. Whereas an Ajnani only is worried. Brahman is what? Swayam avikriyam. Essential features are all intact. Nothing changed. What is not intact is the non-essential features. So what? It doesn't matter. సో హేమవత్, హేమ మీన్స్ గోల్డ్, హేమవత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్వయం, స్వయం మీన్స్ ఇంట్రిన్సికలీ. సో స్వరూప దృష్ట్యా సదా అవిక్రియం, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ చేంజర్ సదా ఎవర్ దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ యు ఆర్. మే యూ రిమెంబర్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ సో దాట్ వెన్ ద బాడీ గెట్స్ డిఫార్మ్డ్ ఇన్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ కన్సిడర్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ సీరియస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. లెట్ ద హెయిర్ టర్న్ గ్రే, డోంట్ వరీ, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ నాట్ ఎసెన్షియల్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ మై ఎసెన్షియల్ ఫీచర్? సత్ చిత్ బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. శ్లోకా 263. యచ్చ కాశ్చన పరంపరాత్ పరం ప్రత్యగేకర సమాత్మలక్షణం సత్యచిత్ సుఖమనంతమవ్యయం బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని. సో అగైన్ లైక్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక, త్రీ లైన్స్ ఆర్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. యత్ చకాస్తి, బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ షైన్స్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎవిడెంట్లీ, విచ్ ఇస్ నోన్ అట్ ఎవ్రీ మోమెంట్ ప్రతిబోధ విదితం మదం జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తిషు స్ఫుటతరం బాల్యాదిష్వపి జాగ్రదాదిషు తథా. సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దే ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ ఎవిడెంట్, బ్రహ్మన్ బీయింగ్ ది వెరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవిడెంట్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. నో ఎఫర్ట్ ఇస్ నీడెడ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆర్ మేడ్. సో చకాస్తి, చకాస్తి మీన్స్ ప్రకాశతే, స్వయం జ్యోతి స్వరూపేణ ప్రకాశతే. దెన్ అనపరం, అనపరం మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ దాట్ విచ్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎనీ ఎఫెక్ట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ కారణం. ఇన్ గౌడపాద కారిక ఇట్ సీమ్స్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అజాతివాద. బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ అజాతి, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మన్ డస్ నాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎ క్రియేషన్. ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత వాట్ డు వి థింక్? వి సే బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, అండ్ లేటర్ వి సే బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ ది కాస్. సో కార్య కారణ విలక్షణం స్వయం బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి. సో వి సా ఇన్ శ్లోకా 260 దట్ వి హావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ అగైన్. అండ్ వై డు వి సే బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ కారణం? బికాస్ ద వరల్డ్ ఈస్ అన్రియల్, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ అన్ అన్రియల్ కార్యం, అన్రియల్ ఎఫెక్ట్, ద స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ కాస్, ద కారణం ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ అన్రియల్. వి గేవ్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ ది రిచ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ అ పర్సన్ హూ గాట్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ మనీ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫేక్. ఇట్ ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్స్ కాసల్ స్టేటస్ ఇస్ అన్రియల్, దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద రియల్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్? ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ కాస్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అనపరం. దిస్ వర్ల్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ టేకన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్. తదేతత్ బ్రహ్మ అపూర్వం అనపరం అనంతరం అబాహ్యం. దిస్ కాల్డ్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మధుబ్రాహ్మణం ఇన్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ ఫేమస్ కొటేషన్. అపరం మీన్స్ కార్యరహితం, అకారణం. అండ్ దెన్ పరాత్పరం, ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ మాయా, విచ్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. పరాత్ పరాత్ మీన్ మాయయా పరం, బియాండ్, విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ మాయా, విచ్ ఇస్ ద వెరీ సబ్స్ట్రాటమ్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ ద వెరీ సబ్స్ట్రాటమ్, సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్అఫెక్టెడ్ బై మాయా. అండ్ ప్రత్యగ్ ఏకరసం, ఏకరసం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హోమోజీనియస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వితౌట్ అ సెకండ్ థింగ్, బికాస్ వెన్ వీ సే సో మీన్స్ వాట్? స్వగత భేద రహితం ఇత్యర్థః, బికాస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో, యు నో, ఇట్ ఈస్ హోమోజీనియస్. No Swagata Bedam also, internal differences are not there. And where is that Brahman? Because when we say Parat Param, beyond Maya and all that thing, then we will think that the Lord must be somewhere else. Right? So Shankaracharya, he wants to say, it is not far away, but Pratyaga, which is very much within yourself. There is actually a well-known song, Parat Para Parameshwara. Look at the beauty of this song. పరాత్పరా, పరాత్పరా మీన్స్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ, అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ వాట్? పార్వతీపతే. పరాత్పరా పరమేశ్వర పార్వతీపతే, హౌ దే ఆర్ మిక్సింగ్ బోత్ పార్వతీపతే మీన్స్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ. సో హౌ సగుణ నిర్గుణ, హౌ దే మిక్స్ ఇట్? బికాస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్, ఇఫ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ పరాత్పరా ద నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ, దెన్ టేక్ పార్వతీపతే. సో ఇఫ్ యు హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ అసిమిలేటెడ్ పార్వతీపతే దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ పరాత్పర. అండ్ అనదర్ బ్యూటీ ఆల్సో, పరమేశ్వర ఈజ్ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్, పరాత్పర పరమేశ్వర పార్వతీపతే, పరాత్పర పరమేశ్వర. సో ది లెఫ్ట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ పరమేశ్వర టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది నిరుపాధిక పరమేశ్వర, అండ్ ద రైట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ పరమేశ్వర టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది సోపాధిక పరమేశ్వర. సో నిర్గుణ సగుణ మాయా సహిత మాయారహితం, సో ది పరాత్పరం. అండ్ ప్రత్యేక ఏకరసం విచ్ ఇస్ ద వెరీ ఎసెన్స్ దట్ ఈస్ విదిన్ ఆత్మరక్షణం, విచ్ ఇస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ, హూస్ డెఫినేషన్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ. అకార్డింగ్ టు అగైన్ ద గ్రామర్ ఆల్సో, ద వర్డ్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ యాక్చువల్లీ 4 డిఫరెంట్ వేస్, అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ డెఫినేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆత్మ, యు నో, దే ఫిట్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. Therefore, Brahman has the definitions belonging to Atma. That is, Brahman and Atma, they are identical. And of those 4 definitions, after here we don't have to go into all those grammatical things and all, but at least one definition we can say, take here, Apnoti Sarvam Iti Atma. Ap means to pervade. Apnoti means all pervading. And this definition fits into Brahman, all pervading. And so Atman is Brahman and Brahman is Atman. And what is the Swarupam? Satya Chit Sukham. It is of the nature of Sat Chit Ananda. Satya Chit Sukham. So Sat means the existence as a noun. Understand, we have to be careful again. Chit means consciousness as a noun, not as an adjective. Adjective means what? Associated with matter. Noun means not associated with matter, but is independent. We have seen this also before. When we say clip is, I think I gave the example of clip is or desk is, I don't know. Here the isness, the existence, is associated with the clip matter. When I say my body is conscious, consciousness is associated with body, the matter. When existence and consciousness are adjectives, both are associated with matter. And when I say both are nouns, that means both can exist independent of matter. Even after body goes, consciousness survives. Even after clip goes, existence survives. Very difficult concept to understand in Vedanta. But the only difference is existence and consciousness in its pure form is not visible. It is not available for transaction. Matter associated existence consciousness alone is experienceable. When it is not associated, the pure existence consciousness is not useful. Like pure gold, for example. The pure gold cannot be useful for making ornaments because it is too malleable. So we have to mix with some copper, some impurity. So Brahman, so like pure gold, you have to mix with some copper. So pure Brahman is useless perhaps. It may be difficult for us to say that, but Upanishad itself has said, avyavaharyam, that's what it says. Pure Brahman is utterly useless for any vyavahara. We have to mix with copper. What is this copper? It's maya. Then it is useful for everything. So it is by itself pure existence and pure consciousness and pure ananda. Not experienceable ananda, we have to be careful. Experiential ananda is a state of the mind. Because experiential ananda is matter associated, mind associated, thought associated, time associated. We are not talking about that experiential ananda at all here. But pure ananda, which is not available for experience, and in Vedanta we translated pure ananda as anantam. Anantam means limitless. Sopadika ananda is experienceable. Nirupadika ananda is not experienceable. So satya chit sukham anantam. That sukham alone is otherwise called anantam. And therefore only avyayam. If it is experiential pleasure, it will get exhausted. To say that it is not experiential pleasure, Acharya uses the word avyayam, because it is inexhaustible. It is not exhaustible ananda at all. It is not exhaustible existence consciousness. It is eternal existence consciousness. That means purnatvam. పూర్ణత్వం అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ జాబ్ నౌ? దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ తద్ బ్రహ్మ త్వం అసి. యు ఆర్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ఇతి భావయ. సో యు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ 10 శ్లోకాస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ది నిధిధ్యాసన శ్లోకాస్ అబౌట్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ విత్ దిస్ ది 10 శ్లోకాస్ కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ టాపిక్. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక ఆచార్య విల్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎ డిఫరెంట్ డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ ఎస్ అ ప్యాకేజ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ సో ఫార్, విచ్ వీ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వెబినార్. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః పరమేశ్వర కృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.